Hi, 大家好, this is Slow Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mei. Today, we are going to introduce a Chinese idiom called 望梅止渴. This term is quite useful when you want something so bad, but you can't get it. Before we start, remember to download the scripts on my YouTube channel, Chinese with Mei. They are available in English and Thai language. Now, let's find out together what 望梅止渴 means. 望梅止渴Wang means to look far into the distance. Mei is the fruit, which are plums. Zhi means to stop. Ke means thirsty. So literally means to quench one's thirst by thinking of plums. Wang Mei Zhi Ke. And figuratively, it means to console oneself with false hope or illusions. Why is that? Now let's read the story in slow speed first.Before I explain it in English.
三国时期，有一年夏天，曹操率领十万大军去打仗。这天天气非常非常热，士兵们都被晒得口干舌燥，汗水止不住地往下淌。一个胖胖的士兵说，哎呀，这太阳就像一个大火盆，快要把我烤干了。其他士兵们听见后也纷纷议论起来，是啊是啊，我的汗把衣服都浸湿了，我现在快要渴死了。另一个士兵说，啊，我渴得已经走不动路了。曹操看见士兵们一个个被太阳晒得东倒西歪，连忙说道，大家就地休息吧，我这就派人去找水源。可是不一会儿，派去找水源的人回来了，他趴在曹操的耳边说，将军，我找遍了方圆十里，根本找不到水源啊。曹操看着天快要黑了，心想，如果我们不能在天黑之前离开这片荒地，那就危险了。曹操想了一会儿，有了个好主意。他大声朝士兵们喊道，将士们，大家打起精神了，在前方不远处就有一片树林。士兵问，树林里有水吗？曹操说，树林里没有水，但是结满了梅子，吃了保证能解渴。士兵们听见后，纷纷从地上站了起来。一个士兵说，快起来，快起来，我们快赶路吧，前面有酸酸甜甜的梅子吃。另一个士兵说，啊，我听见梅子就酸得流口水了。士兵们来了精神，开始继续赶路了。因为大家流着口水，慢慢的也就不觉得渴了。终于在天黑之前走到了目的地。
Now, I'm going to explain the story in English.
三国时期
During the Three Kingdoms period,
三国 that is a period in Chinese history, 有一年夏天，曹操率领十万大军去打仗。
And one summer, General 曹操led an army of 100,000 soldiers to the battlefield.
率领 to lead.
打仗
That means to fight on the battlefield. 这天天气非常非常热，士兵们都被晒得口干舌燥。And that day the weather was very, very hot. The soldiers were so thirsty. 口干舌燥 That means the mouth, the tongue, and they're both dry. So it describes the status that you're very, very thirsty. 口干舌燥汗水止不住地往下淌。And 汗水 the sweat, 止不住地往下淌。So the soldiers could not stop sweating. 一个胖胖的士兵说，哎呀，这太阳就像一个大火盆，快要把我烤干了。
A fat soldier said, Oh, the sun is like a big fire pan. It's about to dry me out.
士兵的 soldier, 大火盆 a big fire pan, 烤干烤 to dry someone out, 烤干。其他士兵们听见后也纷纷议论起来。
When the other soldiers heard, they also started complaining.
议论
actually means discuss, and here means complain,
也纷纷议论起来。是啊是啊我的汗把衣服都浸湿了。
You're right, my clothes are soaked with sweat.
我现在快要渴死了。
And I'm thirsty to death now.
浸湿浸 to soak, 湿 wet.
So, 衣服都浸湿了。My clothes are soaked.
另一个士兵说，啊，我渴得已经走不动路了。
I'm so thirsty that I can't walk anymore.
走路 means to walk, and 走不动路，不动 means doesn't move. 走不动路 that means I couldn't even walk any step, any further step. 曹操看见士兵们一个个被太阳晒得东倒西歪。
曹操 saw the soldiers lying down here and there under the scorching sun.
东倒西歪 东 the east, 西 the west. 倒 and 歪 means to fall down.
So 东倒西歪 is an idiom to describe something is like very messy and is lying down here and there. So here, the 士兵们 the soldiers are 东倒西歪 because they are so tired and so thirsty.
连忙说道，大家就地休息吧，我这就派人去找水源。
So 曹操 immediately said, Let's rest here. I will send someone to find source of water.
就地休息吧，就地 that means on the spot, locally.
Let's just rest here.
大家就地休息吧，我这就派人去找水源。水源 means the source of water.派人 to send someone to find the source of water. 可是不一会儿派去找水源的人回来了。
However, after a while, the person who was sent to find water came back.
他趴在曹操的耳边说他趴在
He came forward to 曹操's ear and said, 趴 means to lean forward.And here he leaned forward and came forward to Cao Cao's ear to whisper,
将军，我找遍了方圆十里，根本找不到水源呐。
General, I have searched for 5 kilometers, but I can't find any water at all.
方圆十里，里 is a Chinese length measure word, 里一里
that equals to 500 meters. So here, 方圆十里 that means in the range of 5 kilometers.
他找遍了方圆十里
He has searched for like 5 kilometers, but couldn't find any water.
曹操看着天快要黑了，心想
The day was getting dark very soon.
天快要黑了
The day was getting dark.曹操 thinks,
如果我们不能在天黑之前离开这片荒地，那就危险了。曹操 was thinking, if we can't leave this wasteland before it gets dark, it will be dangerous. 荒地 the wasteland, and it will be dangerous. 危险，危险 dangerous. 曹操想了一会儿，有了个好主意。曹操 thought for a while and came up with a good idea. 好主意 a good idea. 他大声朝士兵们喊道。He shouted to the soldiers, 朝 someone 喊 to shout to. 将士们，大家打起精神了。在前方不远处就有一片树林。Fellows, 将士们 cheer up, there's a forest not far ahead.打起精神 to cheer up, 大家打起精神 let's cheer up. 在前方不远处 there's a forest, 有一片树林。士兵问树林？树林里有水吗？ The soldiers asked, forest? Is there water in the forest? 曹操说树林里没有水，但是结满了梅子。曹操 said, there is no water in the forest, but they are full of plums. 吃了保证能解渴。You can quench your thirst if you eat them. 吃了保证，保证 surely, for sure, 解渴 to quench one's thirst, 解渴。吃了保证能解渴。You can quench your thirst if you eat them. 士兵们听见后纷纷从地上站了起来。When the soldiers heard this, they stood up from the ground one after another. 一个士兵说，快起来，快起来，我们快赶路吧。And a soldier said, get up, quickly, get up, let's hurry up. 前面有酸酸甜甜的梅子吃。There are sweet and sour plums ahead. 酸 sour, 甜 sweet, 酸酸甜甜。Like sweet and sour. 另一个士兵说，啊，我听见梅子就酸得流口水了。Another soldier said, I'm already drooling when I heard plums and thought of the sour juice. 酸得流口水，流口水，流 means the flow, 口水 is the saliva, so 流口水 drooling. 酸得流口水。You know, you...Usually drool when you think of something like that is sour or delicious. 士兵们来了精神，开始继续赶路了。
The soldiers recovered their spirit and began to continue their journey.
因为大家流着口水，慢慢的也就不觉得渴了。
Because everyone was drooling, gradually they didn't feel thirsty anymore.
终于在天黑之前赶到了目的地。
Finally, they reached their destination before dark.
目的地 that is destination.
Now let's read the story in the normal speed one more time and test yourself whether you can understand the story already.
三国时期有一年夏天，曹操率领十万大军去打仗。这天天气非常非常热，士兵们都被晒得口干舌燥，汗水止不住地往下淌。一个胖胖的士兵说，哎呀，这太阳就像一个大火盆，快要把我烤干了。其他士兵们听见后也纷纷议论起来，是啊是啊，我的汗把衣服都浸湿了，我现在快要渴死了。另一个士兵说，啊，我渴得已经走不动路了。曹操看见士兵们一个个被太阳晒得东倒西歪，连忙说道，大家就地休息吧，我这就派人去找水源。可是不一会儿，派去找水源的人回来了。他趴在曹操的耳边说，将军，我找遍了方圆十里， 根本找不到水源啊。曹操看着天快要黑了，心想，如果我们不能在天黑之前离开这片荒地，那就危险了。曹操想了一会儿，有了个好主意，他大声朝士兵们喊道，将士们，大家打起精神了，在前方不远处就有一片树林。士兵问，树林？树林里有水吗？曹操说，树林里没有水，但是结满了梅子，吃了保证能解渴。士兵们听见后，纷纷从地上站了起来。一个士兵说，快起来，快起来，我们快赶路吧，前面有酸酸甜甜的梅子吃。另一个士兵说，啊，我听见梅子就酸得流口水了。士兵们来了精神，开始继续赶路了。因为大家流着口水，慢慢的也就不觉得渴了。终于在天黑之前走到了目的地。So how do you like the story? Now let's take a look at two examples on how we use the idiom in sentences. 他没钱买别墅，只好天天看着房屋广告，望梅止渴了。He had no money to buy a villa, so he just watched the housing advertisements every day to console himself.
他没钱买别墅，只好天天看着房屋广告，望梅止渴了。
Second example, 这些珠宝实在太贵了，他只能看着橱窗里陈列的样品，望梅止渴。
These jewels are too expensive, and she can only look at samples displayed in the window to satisfy herself.
这些珠宝实在太贵了，她只能看着橱窗里陈列的样品，望梅止渴。
So now can you give me your own examples of 望梅止渴? Please comment down below. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to my channel for more.Or support me on my Patreon page. This is Slow Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mai. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.